from Stoic Wisdoms, How to Stay Adaptable in a Changing World. This is a deeper exploration of adaptability, one of the five skills covered in the five most important skills to learn in 2026. That post is free and worth starting there if you haven't read it. The world is restructuring itself faster than any previous generation has had to absorb. Industries are being automated. Careers require reinvention twice in a decade. Skills that felt permanent are becoming obsolete. The capacity to adapt has stopped being an asset. It's become a requirement. The counterintuitive part is that intelligence isn't the answer. In the studies that I've looked carefully, the people who are worst at updating their beliefs tend to be the smart ones. They use their intelligence to build better rationalizations for what they already believe. Dan Kahan at Yale gave 1,111 Americans a math problem. The problem had a correct answer, and the participants had been tested for mathematical ability, so the researchers knew who could solve it and who couldn't. What made the study unusual was the framing. The same math problem was presented to different groups with different labels. For some, the numbers described a skin cream trial. For others, the same numbers described gun control policy. When the numbers were about skin cream, mathematical ability predicted accuracy. The better you were at math, the more likely you were to get it right. Simple. When the numbers were about gun control, the better someone was at math, the larger the gap became between partisans. The smartest liberals and the smartest conservatives didn't converge on the correct answer the way they did with skin cream. They diverged. The most mathematically capable participants were the most likely to get the answer wrong when the correct answer threatened their political identity. Intelligence didn't help them find truth. It helped them construct better rationalizations for what they already believed. Their cognitive ability became a weapon aimed inward at protecting their identity from information that threatened it. The sharper the mind, the sharper the rationalization, and the further from accuracy they landed. Dan Kahan argued that for an individual embedded in a community, it is rational to be wrong with your tribe rather than right alone. The cost of reaching the correct answer on gun control policy is effectively zero. One person's opinion changes nothing about actual policy, but the cost of breaking with your group's consensus is enormous. Social belonging, professional networks, friendships, your sense of who you are and where you fit. The math is clear. Protect the identity. Sacrifice the accuracy. It's the rational move. The mechanism behind rigidity operates far beyond politics. You have beliefs about how your industry works, about what makes relationships succeed, about what kind of person you are and what you're capable of. Those beliefs are embedded in communities, in relationships, in professional identities that depend on your continuing to hold them. Updating them doesn't feel like intellectual growth. It feels like betrayal of your mentors, your colleagues, your past decisions, your sense of self. A neuroscience team at USC put people inside an fMRI scanner and challenged their deeply held beliefs with counter-evidence. The scans showed activation in the amygdala and the insular cortex, the brain's threat detection circuitry, the same regions that light up when you hear a loud noise behind you in a dark alley. The brain processes an identity challenge the way it processes physical danger. Telling someone to just be more open to new ideas is roughly as useful as telling them to stop flinching when something flies at their face. The flinch is a defense mechanism operating below the level of conscious decision, protecting something the person values more than being correct. The people who will suffer most are not the least capable. They are the most locked in. The ones who built their sense of self on specific expertise, specific methods, a specific way of understanding how the world works. When the ground shifts under them, and it will, they won't experience it as an intellectual challenge requiring an update. They'll experience it as an existential threat requiring defense. This is the third of four deep dives. Over the coming weeks, I'm publishing full premium posts on critical thinking, attention management, adaptability, this one, and self-reflection, to help you build a deeper understanding for each skill. Over 200,000 people now read Stoic Wisdoms. If you haven't upgraded yet, you can unlock this full post and all 100 plus premium posts, including the Confidence series and Stoic Reflections. The uncomfortable part is that most people do not experience this as rigidity. They experience it as clarity. They feel certain because the belief has been rehearsed for years. They feel reasonable because they can explain themselves well. They feel grounded because their entire environment keeps rewarding the same conclusion. But certainty is not the same as contact with reality. A person can be intelligent, articulate, experienced, and completely unavailable to the thing they most need to see. What protects your identity often protects you from the truth. Identity explains why people defend old conclusions. Expertise explains why they often cannot see better ones.